Hello and welcome to another Classic TV Press podcast. I'm joined again by Sophie Neville, who played Titty in Swallows and Amazons, and whose new book, The Making of Swallows and Amazons, is coming out this summer. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, Andy.
Now, today we wanted to talk about the locations specifically.
Well,
that we used in the film.
The exciting thing about the film Swallows and Amazons was made entirely on location in the Lake District. It was before the days of computer-generated images. And we went up there for 7 weeks and made the film there. So you can find all the locations.
Okay.
When you visit the Lake District.
And which lake is it, or is it several lakes?
Well, the secret is that it was made actually on four different lakes.
Four, okay.
Very much in line with Arthur Ransom's, the way he wrote the books. So he actually wrote them, he envisaged an imaginary lake, and his locations can be found on different lakes.
Okay.
More or less, we filmed mostly on Coniston Water because we use Peel Island for Wildcat Island in the story.
Okay.
And also, Holly Howe, the farm where the Walker children, the swallows, originally they go to stay on holiday and they find the dinghy swallow. That is Background Farm on the east of Lake Road on Coniston Water, just above the lake. And you can go there today. It's a bed and breakfast and guest house. You can stay there or you can take one of their holiday cottages. In fact, what might fuddle you is that the kind of like rain cover studio we used when we were on location is actually the barn at Background Farm, which has now been converted into a holiday cottage.
So you can actually stay where some of the scenes were filmed.
You can stay in the bedrooms where I was reading Robinson Crusoe in bed and where John was reading his Morse code book.
Yeah.
Mrs. Batty might shoo you out of her kitchen, but you can find the clock that is featured in the sitting room there. And some of the big trees have been felled, but you must run down the lovely field to the lake and you'll really feel as if you're in the film.
Okay. What about some of the other locations?
What's exciting is that the film opens on the Haverthwaite and Lakeside Railway, and you can actually go to Haverthwaite Station where we filmed in 1973, and you can take the train up to Lakeside, and then if you're clever with your planning, you can step off the train where we filmed and get onto the Tern, which is the motor vessel that features in the film that actually the swallows nearly collide with. Which is on Windermere.
Yeah.
And then the only other place we filmed on Windermere was at Bowness on Windermere, the town which represents Rio in the story.
Okay.
The children imagine it as Rio. And we filmed there on the town quay, and then we went up into the town. And the challenge is to find the shop that was made into the rope chandlers, the ship's chandlers.
Where you buy the grog.
Where I bought the grog and the rope for the lighthouse tree. See if you can find that.
About that lighthouse tree?
The lighthouse tree wasn't on Peel Island. The secret is, that can be found actually on Derwent Water, where we shot a lot of the film. We were obliged to use, for the houseboat, a vessel that you can still go out on called the Lady Derwent Water. It's actually a cruiser, and it takes 90 passengers, so you can go there for celebrate your birthday. But that vessel, the Lady Derwent Water, was made into Captain Flint's houseboat, and she was decommissioned for the filming and moored in a bay, which represented Houseboat Bay. And we used various trees, actually, on a promontory nearby as the lighthouse tree, and that enabled the director to get a two-shot of us seeing the Amazons putting a firework on Captain Flint's houseboat roof, and it went off of the back.
Yeah.
And that was the shot you see in the trailer, the television trailer, where Titty goes, "They're pirates!"
Okay.
And the swallows decide to give chase and try and find them.
Yeah.
And then one of the secrets is that the fishing sequence was filmed altogether on another lake, a kind of reedy lake, where Arthur Ransom himself might have fished, called Elterwater.
Right.
Octopus Lagoon is actually in a smelly lily pond on private land.
Okay.
You might not find it, but the Octopus Lagoon depicted in the books is actually the southern end of Coniston Water.
Okay.
And what's exciting is that the film distributors Studio Canal are bringing out a newly restored version of the film on DVD and Blu-ray for home viewing and for screening in cinemas. They're bringing it out this summer to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the film, and they've got a DVD extras package.
Yeah.
And they went up to the Lake District with Arthur Ransom's, one of Arthur Ransom's biographers, and went and found the locations for themselves.
So that's an extra on the DVD.
It's an extra on the DVD, and then they interviewed us as well, so you can see a bit of what we look like.
So who's us? Who's
interviewed? They've interviewed Virginia McKenna, who played Mrs. Walker, my mother, and Susanna Hamilton, the actress who played my sister. And Virginia and Susanna have made masses of other feature films since then. Hmm. I only made one other feature film, mainly because I didn't want to become an actress. But it's very interesting to hear, you know, the different versions of what being in the film meant for us, I suppose.
Hmm. What's it like for you going back to the locations now and remembering the time you spent on the lakes?
It's fabulous, and I always enjoy it hugely. And I love meeting the people who were involved. You can book to go on an Arthur Ransom tour, which is really worthwhile.
Okay.
And it's led by a chap who lives in Kendal called Peter Walker, who actually bumped into Ronald Fraser, who played Captain Flint.
Yes.
At one of the hotels in Ambleside. He said he was delivering a package to the hotel, and he opened the door and it hit this man in the back.
Right.
And he nearly spilt his beer. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And this chap said, "No, don't worry, my dear boy, I didn't spill a drop." And he said, "But the door handle, it got you in the back." He said, "Oh, no, my dear chap, in my profession, I'm used to people stabbing me in the back." And he said, "I couldn't believe it. It was the actor, Ronald Fraser, who was in the Lake District." So Peter actually met Ronald Fraser, and he now does a tour of the locations on Windermere and Coniston.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he could be persuaded to take you up to Derwent Water. But it's fun because he sets you off on the train and then he meets you.
Oh, right, later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the train gets to the lakeside station. And then he takes you down to the Bluebird Cafe on Coniston Water, and he puts you on the Ransom River on the Lake Cruiser, and you go past the Holly Howe Jetty and down to Peel Island, and then he picks you up there and takes you onward. So it's really good. Yeah. It works well.
My last question in this podcast is, have you sailed on the lake since?
Yes, I have. I've been taken out in a replica of Swallow called the Falcon, and Susanna and I were in a documentary presented by Ben Fogle called Big Screen Britain, also on Country File and Country Tracks, and we got to row the real Amazon, who they brought up for the documentary. Yeah. That was really exciting. And Susanna said, "You know, it smells the same."
Oh, wow. You were right back there with it.
Very evocative. Yeah. Very special.
Well, thanks again for your time talking about Swallows and Amazons. If you want to reminisce about the film you enjoyed, still enjoy, then buy the book when it comes out this summer. Thanks again, Sophie, for your time.
Not at all.